When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Married 33 years, D-Day 3 days ago. Married for 33 years, me am 55, wife 55, two kids, two grandkids, and we love them dearly. Background. We met at a nightclub back in the 80s where I was working as a bouncer, went out for a date and 2 months later moved in together, 2 years later married. We had a good life, work, play, having children. I went from a very active job to a sedate job and put on a lot of weight, to the extent that I couldn't even finish S time as I would get an asthma attack. We tried different things to spice up our S time life and were always monogamous. I had been cheated on in the past, so infidelity was a red line that my wife and I never crossed. We loved each other and thought we would die together. 33 years married is a long time, but I loved her more after every year that passed. After 20 years of a dead bedroom, I made a decision to lose the weight, so after 2 years I lost 80 kilograms, 176 pounds and had a tummy tuck. I know it sounds vain, but there were three main reasons. One, was so I could see my grandkids grow up, two, my health obviously, and three, to rekindle our S-time life, and it did. For the last 2 years we had S-time about 3 or 4 times per week and my wife enjoyed every second of it. I knew this because her body doesn't lie. So we were in a position where we can enjoy our lives with each other. She still says she is in love with me and I with her. I have never cheated on her and I know she had never cheated on me. It's just one of those things. Well, that was until 3 days ago. She went on a holiday with her two sisters, headed off interstate with them. I had no problem with this as I trusted her, but she knew that cheating was a deal breaker with us, and even after 33 years it still is. We had a relationship where nothing was hidden. We had apps on our phones where we could see each other's whereabouts. This had nothing to do with a lack of trust, just simple safety. No phones were hidden and we both had access to our messages and emails. Trust was never an issue. When I lost my weight and started to look better, I did gain more attention from women, but I always brushed it off as I was happily married. My wife would comment that she felt a little insecure now that I was being found attractive by others and she had put some weight on. This never worried me as I love her no matter what she looks like. I tell her daily I love her and how beautiful she is. Our S time is amazing and I am regretful that we didn't try hard enough earlier on. Anyway, I had just finished work and was heading home when I got a phone call from my wife. She was very upset and asked me if my sister-in-law had spoken to me. I said no. Why? I asked what was wrong, never thinking that I would hear what she was about to say. She told me she cheated and had S time with another man. She is so sorry. She didn't know what came over her. I was shocked and my heart just broke. I sat in my car numb while she continued. She said her sisters and her were having a few drinks and a married couple joined them. They drank until 2 a.m. and her sisters had already left to go back to their room. The bar closed and she told me that she was very drunk and went with the couple to their room to keep drinking and talking. They both were very complimentary and kept telling my wife how S-timey she was and her husband was a lucky man. The man then started to touch her and the wife encouraged them both. They told her no one would know and to just enjoy it. She said she felt that it wasn't even her, but she had S-time with the husband while the wife watched. In the morning when she woke up, she was in bed with both of them asleep and ran back to her room. Her sister caught her and she told her everything. Her sister told her she had to tell me or she would. She told me all this while sobbing over the phone and begging for my forgiveness. I was just numb. How could she just throw away our lives? She was crying and kept saying she is so sorry and she hates herself, how much she loves me and made a terrible mistake. I told her she didn't make a mistake, she made a decision. I then hung up on her and turned off my phone. I went home and just sat in a chair trying to work out what is going to happen now. I cried over the loss of my wife as I knew her in the years we had together. I cried over the loss of our future together and the affect her decision will have on our family. My life as I knew it was over. I shut myself off for the last 2 days and then turned my phone back on. Needless to say, there were hundreds of messages from her and her sisters. The last one was she is on her way home. My kids have also tried to contact me as their mother was ringing them to see if I was all right and if they had heard from me. I rang my kids and told them what happened and that I am as okay as can be expected, but I will be leaving home to go sort myself out before she gets home. I asked them not to tell her where I am going, but I need to come to grips with the end of my marriage. I have just sent a text to my soon-to-be ex-wife, telling her we are getting a divorce and I don't want to hear from her. I don't care about the details and I now don't care about her. The pain is incredible. I would never have thought that our love could have been destroyed so quickly. Update: 33 years married, D-Day 3 days ago. I may ramble a bit, but I have a lot going through my mind and it keeps jumping from one thing to another. Couple of clarifications: our dead bedroom wasn't completely dead, but compared to the last 2 years it seems so. The active job I had was in the military and I got injured on a training exercise which led to a desk job, then medical discharge, and then my wife and I brought a small business together. Now before I speak to my wife, I have spoken at length to my sister-in-law and her husband. The story my wife gave me was certainly different to the one she gave me when she first confessed. My kids were horrified about what happened and just want to support me. I have explained to them that though they may be angry with their mother, she is still their mother and the grandmother of their kids. She loves them and what she did to our marriage does not change that. My wife and her sisters did cut the holiday short and came home. I left a note for my wife telling her to pack and go stay at her mother's. She did this. The details of how it went down are much worse than what my wife told me. Though she confessed under the threat of being exposed, she didn't tell the truth. No surprise there. My wife broke down to her sister and apparently told her everything. I won't know what to believe until I sit down with my wife. The story she told her sister went like this. She loves me and loves our marriage. She never expected to do this. She blames our active S-time life we have had over the last 2 years to explore what else she had been missing. She felt this way because she was always the attractive one in the relationship, but now, she believes the roles are reversed. She was insecure and needed to be wanted by someone else. She swears it was the first time, but she did plan it. It was fantasy she acted on. She was scratching an itch and was never going to tell me. Unbeknown to her sisters, the couple she met were interstate customers of ours. I haven't met them, but my wife spoke with them all the time over phone. My wife went for drinks to meet up with them, but her sisters tagged along, so they pretended to be strangers until they left. She did drink but was not falling down drunk. All three had this plan before they went away. My wife is coming around this afternoon to talk. Apparently, she is beside herself to what will happen. I already know what I will do. She chose to cheat, but everyone will feel the repercussions of it. Already the truth about her cheating, though makes it more devastating to me, makes my resolve stronger. I didn't cheat, I didn't force her to lie. Her feelings that she has lost me and her marriage are spot on, and I don't give a s at how miserable she is. She did this, no one else, but we will now all have to deal with it. We are over and will have navigated our changed lives. Last update: 33 years married, D-Day 3 days ago. Firstly, thank you to those 99% that showed support, it really is helping. For those others that blamed me, well, I have no doubt that you have your own issues to deal with, and good luck with that. This is a long post, as once I started to type I could stop. It felt good to get it down in print, so to speak, and was a little cathartic. This will be my last update for a while, and for those interested in what happens, I will post in a few months' time to let you know how things are going. I had the talk with my wife yesterday. After so many years together, we both find that we don't sleep very well without the other beside us. It's been like for decades. Well, last night was the first night that I had a very good night's sleep without her there. She came around home and walked through the door. She looked terrible, lack of sleep, guilty, scared, and red-eyed. Normally my heart would break, and I would make her feel better, but not this time. I was sitting at the table, and she started to cry again and rushed in for hug, blubbering she ducked up and is so sorry, etc. I put my hand up and told her not to touch me and sit down. She sat down. I asked if she wanted a coffee, as I was going to make one, and she accepted. So I made the coffee and went back to the table. Her eyes never left me. She started to speak, but I told her to be quiet and answer my questions and listen. This isn't about her but me and the marriage. I told her at this point we were done, she had made her choice, and this is about making mine. I had already made my choice, but I wanted to get some semblance of truth out of her, and I thought if she thought she had a chance she would be at least be a little honest. I told her I have spoken with her sister, which was true, and I had spoken with the couple, which wasn't true. But she didn't know that. I had the strangest feelings inside of me, happy that she was so upset but sad for us at the same time, along with disappointment, anger and all the normal emotions you would have, but I was calm, and this freaked her out the most. Honestly, I felt I was doing a job interview. I asked her how many times, she said physically once and twice on video chat. I told her to explain how it happened. She told me that when they were talking business it turned to flirting, then when the wife said it was okay and got involved over a couple of months it moved on to watching them have S time. She told them that it has always been a fantasy of hers to have S time while the wife watched, and they were all for it. She was crying when she told me this and said it went too far. She knew it was dangerous, which made it more exciting for her. She started to tell me that she felt insecure, but before she could continue, I told her I don't want to hear her bullshit excuses and justifications. I had to wait about 5 minutes until she could pull herself together. I even got up and got her tissues. She said they met up as arranged and after her sisters had left the bar they went straight to the couple's room. I asked her if she ever intended to tell me and she said no, it was just a fantasy that she thought she could fulfill and never think about cheating again. I called bullshit and asked if she had cheated over the last 33 years, she said never. I told her that now it didn't matter how many times she cheated, either once or 1,000 times the result would still be the same. The only one it will hurt if she is lying is our kids and her relationship with them and our grandkids. I told her I don't believe her, but at this point it's irrelevant. At this she started to realize I had no intention of working through her infidelity. She begged me to work on our marriage, she would do anything, I could do anything, she would let me have affairs if I stayed, she promised she would never cheat again. I told her to listen to what she was saying, she has degraded herself enough. I would never cheat in a marriage, and if I did sleep with another woman, it would mean we were separated with no chance of reconciliation. This is the last thing on my mind. She reached over to try and grab my hand, but I told her that I will never touch her again. It's not that I am judgmental of anyone's lifestyle, it's their own business, and I understand people do have affairs, open marriages, etc., but the point is we didn't. The trust and respect were destroyed when she planned to have another man's DCK inside her. I have always been a pragmatic man and I just felt relief. I told her we will make this as easy on us as we can. She took this as hope for our relationship, but I told her no, we are done, I will never touch you again, and I meant it. I could never forget that she ducked another man, and the woman I loved and married is now dead to me. She died when you not only ducked another man but planned for it. All the good memories we have will remain, the holidays, building our first home together, having and bringing up our children, all the laughs and life we face together are just that, memories. We are now going to have separate lives, and I for one am looking forward to see what happens, and they will not include you. When I do meet another woman I hope to start new memories with her and hope that I do find love again. She was shaking and crying when I told her this, but it didn't faze me, I just wanted this woman out of my house. She couldn't continue with the talk, so I went down to shed and reached out to my kids by phone while she composed herself. I told them what was happening, and they were very supportive and said to not drag it on and just finish it. I went back up, and as soon as I walked through the door she started again with the sorry and we can make this work. I sat down and said we are going to sell the house and business and split everything 50-50, you can have the car and I will take the truck and my motorcycle, she can take the cats. I then told her not to ring me, text me or contact me in any way unless it's about the kids or grandkids. I will contact the lawyers and start the ball rolling for the divorce, and she is free to go duck anyone she wants as she is now a free woman. She told me that she didn't want to duck anyone else and I was being deliberately mean and unemotionally. I told her that I was being honest and her actions had put me in an emotional void. I told her that she is the only one to blame for the destruction of a marriage and no one else. I loved her unconditionally and she is the one who ducked it up. I then left the house so she could sort herself out and take a few more things with her and went over to my daughter's. I stayed there for a few hours talking with her and played with my granddaughter. When I got home, she had left, and as I said, I had the best night's sleep without her I have ever had. Now to see what happens over the next 6 months or so. Another update: 33 years married, D-Day 3 days ago. Thank you to all the messages and responses, it has helped me maintain my focus. Well, it's been 5 hectic weeks since the STBXW threw away our marriage. I have had a lot of time to reflect on my decision, and I still believe I have made the right one. I could never trust her again, I could never touch her again, seriously, it makes me sick to even think about it. It was her decision to cheat and destroy our marriage for no other reason than she thought she could get away with it. She is still staying with her mother, and I had been getting the house ready for sale. We had been in this house for 20 years, so a lot of asset needed to be done and cleared out. But I did it and we put it on the market. There are a couple of eager buyers, so I am hopeful it will be sold in the next week or two. The business has already been sold. Thankfully, one of our clients wanted to expand and I accepted the offer last week. Settlement will take place in about a month. You always hear about divorce, but it is already a pain in the ass. Where I live, you have to be separated for 12 months and 1 day before you can file for divorce. Then it takes 4 months before it goes through, and that's only if it's uncontested. Property settlement is a separate issue and is not done until the divorce is finalized. I don't plan on having anything left of our joint possessions left to settle, and as long as she continues to sign the sales contracts, it will make my life a lot easier to move on. Her way of thinking is different though. My son has only spoken to her once, and apparently this was not a nice phone call. To be clear, my children are grown adults with children of their own. I told him it will take time, but she is still his mother and she was a good one. Don't let her decision destroy a relationship with her. My daughter, on the other hand, has been talking to her throughout. She is ashamed of what her mother did, but has been supporting her through the breakup. My daughter is a very honest person who tells it like it is and is giving her mother the warts and all repercussions of what she did. My STBXW, however, is deluded enough to think that I will get over it and forgive her. She thinks that all the years we have been together will be enough to make me change my mind. When she came over to sign the real estate contract and told me that I will change my mind, that I still love her and she will be a better wife when I do and we will still grow old together and have a wonderful life with this as a speed bump in our marriage that we will both get over, I was gobsmacked. I just looked at her and said she was ducking nuts to think any of that. She lied and cheated in the worst way. She had another man's DCK inside her. She sucked another man's DCK while his own wife watched. How the hell would I even want to touch her again? She said she knew she shouldn't have gone through with it, she didn't know what she was thinking, it wasn't even that good. I told her to shut up, that I didn't want to hear if she enjoyed it or not, the point is she ducking did it. I told her that we have zero hope of reconciliation. I want nothing to do with her and I am looking forward to getting on with my life without her. I think she is in massive denial about the what is happening and she no longer has any control over my actions or is entitled to. Her scheming and cheating undid a loving marriage. Her actions is why this is happening. She knew this before she did what she did, so she can't be so naive to think it's not happening, because it is. The funny thing is that I am getting a fair amount of attention from other women now. I am certainly not interested in having anything to do with women at this time, but it's nice to know that when I do, I will have plenty of options. The STBXW even got angry that women we know have been over to visit and bring me dinner. Just to talk, of course. She told me she wants me to get it out of my system and she will be waiting. I mean, seriously, how ducked up is she? The only thing I want out of my system is her. Emotions are still a major factor: hate, anger, disgust, the feeling of loss, betrayal and sadness, but I am a strong man and I will deal with them. My goal now is to focus on getting rid of any financial entanglement with my wife and get on with my life. Redditor's reactions. Redditor 1, funny thing, my ex left for her app. She believed that I would wait for her to come back after she had her fun. Imagine her shock when I didn't wait and actually got married to someone else. She called my sister and said that we, my wife and I, had betrayed her. The amount of self-delusion is unbelievable. Redditor follow up, holy crap, I forgot my ex did that. She told family members that if she wanted me back, she knew she could. When I moved on, she sure got upset. Redditor 2, op, if every man handled his cheating wife like you do, this will put an end to the scourge of 7-year itches. We married to young and midlife crisis along with the other excuses being thrown around by the adulteress, because they know they will face the end of marriage and friendship as consequence. I am sorry for your pain, you are handling everything correctly and as a man should. Hang in there and stay strong, it does get better. Redditor follow up, you couldn't be more right. Too many husbands get run over and cave to this nonsense. If more were like this guy, things would change. Women talk and word travels fast. Redditor 3, you might suggest therapy for her. When the delusion unravels, it's going to hit her hard. Maybe get the daughter to help guide her there. Who knows what the wife has been doing while separated with her attitude about getting it out of your system. Hope you got the sister that told you a nice gift. Op answer, like I told my STBXW, I don't care what she does, but her mentality is if she behaves it will help her cause, it won't. My sister-in-law and her family have been amazing. She did feel guilty, like she had something to do with her sister's actions, but I told her in no uncertain terms she had nothing to do with this and I just love her more for standing up for me and supporting me. Her husband and kids ring daily and they come around every week just to help out with the house. They have been family for so long and even though in time we may drift apart, due to life, they will always be family.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.